This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Planned Parenthood is now 100 years old. Planned Parenthood boasts 7 million abortions and seeks federal funding to do even more, with a special emphasis on racial minorities. Citing this and recent discoveries of abortion specimen sales and marketing, Congressman Chris Smith says, "Our country's leaders and media giants continue to ignore, trivialize, and even defend these gross human rights abuses." With the backdrop of WikiLeaks disclosures of blatant attacks on Christians, and specifically Catholic Christians, Archbishop Chaput of Philadelphia is lamenting over the weekend a new unofficial state religion in the U.S., choice. Chaput notes those who compare presidential candidates as one vulgar candidate with impulse control problems and the other a scheming robotic liar affiliated with anti-Catholic bigots. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life. In other headlines, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected a challenge to the California law forcing abortion-friendly speech from the mouths of pro-life advocates at pregnancy support centers. And a former Planned Parenthood nurse, having left working for the abortion giant, is telling people as much as they can stomach about what happens in abortion to women and staff members. She calls it walking away from evil. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.